Now, the recent Chinese Spring Festival, which is a seven-day holiday, was considered a golden period for outbound travel, as well as a good start to this year's expected growth in the travel industry. CRI's Zhou Jignan has some of the details.
A survey by the China Tourism Academy indicates that more than three-quarters of those interviewed said they were willing to travel during the Spring Festival. Among them, the number of travelers that might go abroad was expected to reach 8 million during the holiday. Asian countries or islands are popular among the Chinese. Li Zhongguang with the China Tourism Academy elaborates.
Outbound travel destinations are mainly in East Asia, like Japan and South Korea, and Southeast Asia, including Singapore, Malaysia, and Thailand. Europe and the United States are popular to some extent. The Maldives, Bali, and Phuket Island are also attractive for Chinese travelers.
For example, South Korea's Tourism Administration reported about 63,000 Chinese tourists came to the country during the holiday period. The Tourism Authority of Thailand estimates around 100,000 Chinese travelers visited Thailand during the holiday, generating revenue of $1.4 billion for the country. Suripon Svetasreni, governor of the Tourism Authority of Thailand, says the Chinese Spring Festival is a highlight for international travelers as well as a business opportunity for tourism in Thailand.
It will be a really good value added for international tourists who come during the Chinese festival because we are going to stage some performances and entertainment. And also there will be food, there will be fun and some activities. So I think even though they are non-Chinese, they can really enjoy the time which we are also celebrating the Spring Festival.
In 2004, China and the EU signed the Approved Destination Status, or ADS, Memorandum of Understanding, making EU countries destinations for outbound visits by Chinese tourists. Since then, the number of Chinese tourists visiting EU countries has been growing, and their manner of travel has changed as well. Liu Cheng is director of China's National Tourism Administration's office in Rome.
We have seen big changes since 2004. At the beginning, Chinese tourists would like to visit a couple of EU countries in one trip. But now, they like visiting only one country for several days, like 5 or 6 days only in Italy, Switzerland, or France. They also like shopping or traveling on cruises. Their travel style has changed.
Francisca Rovati from the Public Relations Department at Switzerland Tourism agrees.
There are more and more Chinese tourists coming to Switzerland to travel. They like skiing now and are not limited to sightseeing or city tours.
The development of outbound travel has demanded transportation support. Air Mauritius opened direct flights from Shanghai to Mauritius in January, shaving 6 hours off the previous flight time. The flights have attracted many Chinese travelers. Cao Ying with China Travel Services head office in Beijing explains why Africa is a good travel destination.
In Africa, travelers will find different cultures and beliefs. The customs, animals, and the environment in Africa are quite different from those in Asia.
Chinese tourists have advantages in quantity and purchasing power, and their travels to other parts of the world are not only for fun. The huge business opportunities and benefits that go with them are also important to the destination countries or regions.